You could put down 250 or you put down 300.
But you cook it sort of slow.
You cook it slow while it's dry. You see, and when you slice it, it won't fall off your bread.
Uh-huh.
That sounds good.
Well, I got sidetracked now. Now take me back to when you were a child again. You said you're telling me about things that you all did out in the...
Well, that's what we done came there and done. And then after dinner, in that time of the year, we went right back and done the same thing in the evening.
Oh, really?
Till sundown.
Uh-huh.
And then we went home and we taken a bath. And we fed them mules and hogs and milked them calves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you milk cows twice a day?
Milk them in the morning and afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And then one of us or two of us might have to churn.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon when we got home and that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then them that churned didn't work the better than that. We didn't have that many churns, see. But the ones that wasn't churning was washing up the dishes and cleaning up, you see, around in the kitchen at that time.
Uh-huh. Well, did you all have... did you all take turns doing these things?
Yes, we choose what we wanted to do, so.
Uh-huh.
We would always, we know we had to do it, but we choose what we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we chose the ovens, what he wanted to do, while he was just out, he had to do what was left.
Uh-huh, I see.
He had to take what was left. Uh-huh. We had a lot of rounds and things like that, but we made it.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
But we had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was left for us to do, we done it. If the others chose what we wanted, so we got to it, we had to do what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And that's the way it went. And then we'd milk the cows and take it in the house and strain up all the milk and stuff and put it away. And then Mom would have supper ready and we'd sit down and eat it about 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a full day.
And then at 9 o'clock, we all got up and done this churning and dish cleaning and all around in the house and cleaned up the stove and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to get water from a well.
Good gracious. Yeah, you said you all came in and took a bath in the afternoon.
We had to get water from a well.
Well, what kind of bathtub did you have?
We had a wash tub like these old wash tubs we have now.
You mean these big old...
We had old wooden tubs. We had wooden tubs and metal tubs.
Mm-hmm.
We'd all draw us enough water and heat that water on that wood-burning stove to bathe in, all of us.
That must have been something for all of you all.
And well, all the girls would get in one room, and all the boys in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
It was five boys,
uh-huh,
six girls. And we'd all bathe, and then we'd get ready to go to bed, and we'd get up in the morning about 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't lay in bed.
Well, what'd you all do on Saturday?
Well, we washed our clothes and ironed them and cleaned up around the yards.
Well, did you wash in wash tubs? I guess you
Yeah, we washed on a white rub boat.
Uh-huh.
With our hands like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have a well, we had a spring.
Mm-hmm.
So if we didn't want to take the water from the spring to the washing, we'd take the tubs to the spring and wash down there.
Oh, I see, yeah. Uh-huh.
And if we wanted to wash them at the well, we'd take them back to the well and have a bench to sit the tubs on, and we'd rub our hands on that rub boat. Some of us would wash and some would ranch. And
uh-huh.
We had an old battling stick, and we'd battle them, we'd boil them in the
pot. What kind of stick?
Battling stick.
And what's that?
Well, it's a big old stick you used to battle clothes with. You couldn't get them clean on that wash boat, you see. They'd be old work clothes and things.
Yeah.
It'd be so hard to clean. We didn't have no touch or nothing like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had was potash.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would make potash soap. I know you heard tell of that.
I've heard of it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'd make that soap. And we would put that soap in that pot and put them old overalls and things like that. He was now what the men were. And we'd put them in that pot and we would boil them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd take them out and lay them on that bench, and we had that big old stick with a flat end on it. We'd take it and hit them clothes. We'd just turn them over and battle them and beat them and beat them and beat them till we'd get them clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd wrench them, wash them on that board and hang them out. And we'd call it a battling stick.
Mm-hmm. That sure is interesting. Well, I never heard of that before.
One had to get wood for the... One had to keep water in the pot to boil the clothes, and one had to keep the fire under it, and another had to get stuff to put under there to make the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The others was washing all the time, so just everybody doing something all the time.